This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Okemos attorney Bill Fahey with the firm Fahey, Schultz, Berzick & Rhodes. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm well, Cheryl. How are you tonight?
I'm doing awfully well. I wanted to talk with you. We've spoken a couple of times in the past about a ballot initiative that will be going to the ballot after a very adventurous and ambitious, I guess I should say, petition drive was successful in Okemos.
Yes, I'm happy to say that I'm recovering from the frostbite on my fingers and toes from standing out in the cold in front of the post office trying to get folks to sign my petition. It was a long month.
It was a very long month. Let's do a little back up a little and help my listeners remind them what we are speaking about. I'll let you fill it in, sir.
Well, it all started when one day our township board here in Meridian decided to rezone a piece of property across the street from our middle school for a marijuana clinic. And a lot of us here in the community thought that that was not an appropriate place to put that type of use. We were disappointed that the township board did it. And when we looked at what our options were, there was really only one, and that was to circulate petitions to try to have a referendum election on what the township board did. So that's why we circulated the petitions, and we were successful.
Well, and you needed to raise, I always think the intricacies of these kinds of things are interesting. You had to come up with at least 2,387 signatures, those were needed to represent 15% of the votes cast in the township's gubernatorial election in 2010. So that's how the formula for the numbers came about, and you were able to meet that number and go a little more than that as well.
Well, we collected 2,800 signatures, a little bit more than 2,800, when we turned them in early April.
And the 2,400 and so were needed, and you ended up with about 90 or so, 91 more than were necessary after they were all validated by the clerk.
I think that's generally right. Okay. There were some others that were that were questions, but we ended up with more than enough. So those became a moot point.
And the concern, what has been your concern all along? Has it been for the safety of folks in the area and for kids, as you mentioned? The building that had been looked at is across from a middle school.
That's always been my concern. Now I can't say that that's the concern that everyone that signed the petition had, but I know that it was a resounding issue as I went from person to person and I talked to hundreds of people myself. That seemed to be an issue that grabbed everyone. Why would you put that type of a marijuana clinic across the street from a school for 7th and 8th graders?
And when we have spoken before, we've talked about the property, which has been purchased by Dr. Shannon Wiggins and her husband. She says it was intended to be a medical clinic. I have tried to get a hold of Dr. Wiggins and have been unsuccessful so far. I just want to note that. There's been some concerns that you have. She has a couple of other establishments, and there have been some concerns that you have about what the intention for that property really might be.
Well, certainly the doctor says that she's going to run a marijuana clinic, and we can only take that, I guess, at face value, but we see that she has a couple of other locations in Lansing, and those locations are very aggressively marketing marijuana certification. She has advertisements that she's posted on the Internet, which also are very aggressive in trying to market marijuana certification. So whether or not she does other things in her medical clinic, it's pretty clear that that's a very significant part of her business.
Well, and the concern also comes, as you and I have spoken, you and your firm do a lot of work with this very issue with municipalities around the state. I guess I've had guests on before talking about the gray areas that have come with this new law.
That's one of the problems that local governments face, and this is something that every local government in Michigan is wrestling with right now. We, we represent probably 80 local governments here in our office. And I get calls every week from one official or another who says, what do I do about this new law? How can I, you know, what are the parameters within which I can operate? And the problem is that there aren't a lot of good answers right now because the law, I believe intentionally by those that circulated the medical marijuana petitions originally, was written very vaguely. And so we're left with all this gray area.
Well, and I have had other folks on as well, other attorneys in the Lansing area, struggling with the same thing. We just witnessed the city of East Lansing with a moratorium trying to struggle with the issue and figure all of this out. So this is a problem that's not going to end.
No, and it's going to take a lot of court cases before the courts finally give us enough answers to all the questions that we have on this medical marijuana issue.
And now that we have the signatures validated, the next step is to get it on the ballot. And what are we looking at in terms of timing for that?
That's up to the township board. The township board can put this on the next regular election. Or if it wanted to, it could put it on a special election. Now, the way that usually works is if you have a special election, the township or someone will have to pay for it. And I understand that would cost about $35,000 for a special election. I hope, and our group hopes, that the township is not going to spend public funds for a special election, and that unless the doctor steps forward and is willing to pay for it, it should be on the next regular election. That would be possibly in 2012, perhaps August of 2012. Or I understand there's a possibility that there might be an even earlier election for the Republican presidential primary, perhaps in early 2012.
So without someone else ponying up the money for a special election, you just soon not burden the folks in Meridian Township with a special election.
That's right. And being a resident of Meridian Township myself, I don't want to pay for a special election.
Well, I am too, sir, and I don't want to either. So we're in agreement on that one. So it looks like 2012, unless something else is different. Looks like the township will take this up at their next meeting on May 5th.
That's what I've heard, yes.
Just taking a look at it. And you have to, we've got just about a minute left, Bill, but you have to have been kind of validated in your purpose with the folks in, as you said off the top, some pretty inclement and pretty horrible weather, willing to stand out and collect these signatures.
That was something that really pleased me. We had over 100 people who were circulating these petitions, and they were going door to door. They were standing in front of stores, standing in front of the library, the post office. And as I said before, the weather was not cooperative, but they kept they really kept their energy, and we were able to make our goal and exceed it.
Very good. Well, thank you for your time again, sir, and we will keep following the story along.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. Attorney Bill Fahey with Fahey, Schultz, Berzick & Rhodes. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.